You're getting run with all the Wi-Fi. You're slowing down the internet.
And your bandwidth?
Yo, conceived as one, split into two. Gonna talk so much shit till the air goes blue. After, we're through. You're gonna wish you were monozygotic too. Just a couple of NIM pods up to no good. Couple of NIM pods up to no good. See what we're doing there? It's Nimrods. But it's a podcast with NIM pods.
NIM pods.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome to NIMPods 14.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Dan. It is December the...
10th.
10th.
Cousin Rob's birthday. Cuz.
Big Rob.
Shout out. 32.
32.
32?
Good year. Good year, 32. Good
meat year now.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Get into the heart of the 30s. Yeah. So, yeah, what's going on? We have not been, we've been terrible podcasters here. Our last podcast was Halloween.
2013.
So.
It's been over a month.
So, for anyone who cares, which is not many, here's another delicious podcast. We've got so much to talk about.
We actually weren't really going to record because Dan doesn't think we have anything to talk about.
No, because I haven't done... I lead a pretty boring life. But it takes a lot for me to say... I wouldn't say that I'm ever bored, but people would think I lead a kind of a boring life.
But it sounds
if that makes any sense. But even this is like really like boring, what's going on. Like... I'm just basically waiting for the baby to come. Due anytime.
Oh, it's like pre-baby
born. Well, due on December 17th, but can come anytime.
This is where you're supposed to live it up. This is kind of like...
Well, no.
Sound
no.
like a bachelor.
Well, the thing is, I have no friends that want to live it up with me, so... it's kind of hard.
So, you meaning your zero friends don't want to hang out with you?
Yeah. I mean, even my zero friends don't want to hang out with me, so...
It's due anytime I hear. Eh? Week?
Could be tonight. Could be right now.
Could be as we speak because your phone's dead.
And
you wouldn't even know.
Of course my phone's dead. It's the first time it's ever been dead, actually. I actually just got this cell phone not too long ago, probably around July. And I never really had a cell phone before. Me and Krista sort of shared one. I only got it for because of the baby, obviously coming. Kind of needed. It's time to step into the now.
And you can give it to her, like, you know, when the baby's out partying too hard, not coming home on time.
I never really, I don't know, the cell phone, it's definitely a big, the smartphone culture, it's definitely kind of a part of our world. Kind of have to embrace it.
Sure is.
I feel like I do check it, like, I don't know, it's not something I ever want to do. But I do find myself, like, checking it and stuff. Just, I don't know what time it is and stuff. It's for time. Like, it's kind of my watch.
Your watch? expensive watch?
I don't know. I find...
Is it an expensive watch? Like, do watches still go? Like, can you still get... obviously, you can still get
the
bling in.
I've never really had a watch before, though.
I remember our Oma always... not even insisted. It was like... She put it on her wrist because we had to have a watch. Because how would we know what time it was? Did you remember that?
No, I can't remember that.
What? We always had to have a watch.
Weird.
I mean, we'd always just like not use it. But
did Oma buy us watches?
No. Well, maybe she'd just have them around. She'd always have a watch. She's like, "How do you know what time it is then?" And we're just like, "Well." You know, because Dad always knew what time it was by the sun, right? So we said we had that. We inherited that superpower.
Oh, I see.
She wasn't buying it, though. She didn't really buy a lot of things, I don't think.
So you were saying you wanted to...
Oh, I had no talking points at all.
Oh, bullshit. We're capped out. 13 episodes. That's all we did.
All the gold is there. That's going to restart. At the end of November, we collectively we lost our stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
To cancer.
Shitty.
Yeah, it was really...
We've known him for, what, about maybe 15 years or
so? I think since we were 15, 16. 15, I think.
So half our lives. Yeah. He was definitely in, you know, always kind of a part of the family and stuff, and kind of a private guy. So
very private.
Comes off, maybe came off to some people, myself included, like probably us, is like a little bit kind of not, didn't seem very like wanted to get very invested. That's how I look into it. Like
not, probably two-way, kind of a two-way street.
You look at with his perspective though, he's kind of like sort of a, you know, a singular man, like a bachelor, you know, here and there, like quite a, you know, he spent a lot of his life as a bachelor. Yeah. I'm making that assumption. And he, you know, the idea that, you know, coming into this, interesting family, of ours, you know, daunting, and maybe he just didn't feel like he needed to really integrate himself, or maybe he just didn't know where to start. I don't know. It's
probably a little both.
Shitty deal, but
71. And what was really cool though is, I mean, in his early days, he took up acting, which was always he was always very private about. He didn't not maybe thinking maybe he wasn't good enough or something, but so he never really showed off the fact that he was in things or ever showed us anything he was in. But it was really neat actually putting together a little video for his celebration of life, finding a resume. Actually, you found just an old.
I found an older one from, I believe, the 70s.
An old CV of his work. I mean, not a ton of stuff, but it was it.
Just, it was fun. It was fun it, looking like, was especially actually, in the internet age where it's a little easier to find stuff. Like when we first met John, and he, you know, he was saying that he did some acting and stuff. But you know, this was like the 90s, so it was a lot harder to find this kind of shit. But now it's, it was still hard.
I bet he didn't even see a lot of the stuff, if not maybe just on VHS or something.
But, we found some clips, and actually his only IMDb credit was for a
episode of
Airwolf
from 1987,
which was phenomenal. Like the clip was. Like when we found it was just great.
It was like season 4. It was the last season of Airwolf, I believe.
Yeah. Never really watched a lot of Airwolf, but he like pulls the gun up to the lead guys, and he's like security guard. Again, like most of these roles were like small, glorified right? extras or but I mean lines. He did have lines. He had a line in this Airwolf. You know, he's kind of like a tough security guard guy, a henchman. Or of some sorts, but they're like, no, we able to find more.
Yeah, we knew that was the start of like our search, so we went on a good like week long search for awesome clips.
And there was a movie, the musical with Barbara Streisand. He was particularly proud of this meeting Barbara Streisand and being like a kind of like essentially like a principal extra. What is that? What they're called?
Yeah, I'm not too sure how it works.
Like a featured extra.
Yeah, he definitely didn't have lines.
But he actually had like his outfit, which was like this pink vest thing. He still had it.
It was pretty loud.
And
definitely loud.
He was proud of this vest he still had.
It was on a clear day. You can see forever.
Oh yeah, on a clear day.
1970, I believe it was. He. Supposedly he's the main guy, the brother.
Oh yeah, but he doesn't have any lines.
No, there's no lines.
Like, Barbara Streisand made quite an impression on him. Apparently he actually took her out for lunch or something, and said she was like amazing and like quite a woman.
I'd like to have got more stories on him.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing where it's like he was really private about, because you know there was probably a level of like. Knowing John, like maybe a little embarrassment possibly by it. Like, but I mean, you look at this guy and it's like, he's younger. We never saw him obviously this young. But you know, he kind of had this kind of, you know, he's just a boy with dreams, just like everyone else, like, or boy or girl with dreams. Like, you know what I mean? You can't fault anyone for that.
It actually kind of bummed me out, like not talking about, obviously you're leading towards the Saint episodes.
Is there any more that we found?
Nothing of this magnitude.
He did have, like, this leading role in...
Yeah, he had some... But we haven't found... Really
we
found
did, haven't yet. Found it. Some are, like, really hard, but...
Maybe a listener has the Blu-ray of The Ballad of Tame Lin,
which apparently is in...
The Blu-ray just came out, actually.
Oh, really?
October.
Well, it's actually interesting. It was Roddy McDowell?
Yeah, McDowell's only
directing. Only directing job.
I think he has a larger role in that. That's what my assumption is.
But, man, we found some gold. Well, we found out that he was in actually back-to-back episodes of The Saint, the UK. Was there a U.S. version of Saint?
I don't know.
There was the movie with Val Kilmer. But, yeah. Roger Moore, The Saint. And it's a phenomenal, like, well, we found one clip. He's in this bar, he's in this bar,
playing darts.
He's got some lines. He's actually quite a kind of like a featured sort of extra. Like he has lines and he's in multiple scenes, and he shares a quick scene in there with Roger Moore where he like picks this drunk guy off the ground. But big beaming smile and stuff. You know he's just like a pig in shit, right? Like he's just like this fucking Roger Moore. He supposedly he played like a Roger Moore's like double in this show. And apparently these two episodes had they were actually directed Roger Moore.
I think
right?
one of them was,
but he like wanted to feature his double in actual role or something, like to come give him like a
yeah. I think they got along.
Yeah. But this the next clip was great. He actually Roger Moore comes up to this door and knocks on it, and John answers it, and he like points a gun at him again, like he's all over the guns, points a gun at him, and he's like tells him to sit down and be quiet or something. But that's it. That's the one kind of one line. But what's great about it is like, you know, he's sharing a scene. It's just him and Roger Moore. He pointed a gun at him and stuff. It's like not many people can actually say. Like I know it's a quick shot and maybe we were blowing it out of proportion, but
no. But it's,
not
it's,
many people get to share a scene with Roger Moore and like tell him to shut up or tell him to sit down, pointing a gun at him, and like Roger Moore doesn't kill him or do anything. Like you know what I mean? Very rarely does that. I don't know. It's very cool. I thought that was really neat. And that was the highlight of the search. It was worth it after we found that.
Definitely.
But yeah, he was just like a young kid doing that, and
he's in his 20s. Early 20s.
But yeah, he grew up in the UK. Did a lot of his formidable years there. And then he went to LA for a bit and
didn't know a lot of his story, really.
Well, that's the thing. You kind of get just stories of kind of just like whispers almost of like what went on. Like he never, again, I mean, that was his personality. He wasn't... He wasn't like a rah-rah type guy at all.
He wasn't a showy type guy. But he definitely had a charisma to him.
Yep.
Even when we knew him, I know that was the one thing that struck my mom, or our mom.
And a lot of stories actually at his celebration of life was the similar thing.
A whole different life that we didn't even know.
Yeah, everyone mentioned, like, almost, like, one of the main things was just his like presence and his charisma, and like he didn't look like a yokel from the island. Like he looked like a guy from LA. I guess at one point his nickname around Nanaimo and stuff was Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, that's he definitely had that air, that's for sure. And you know, good on him. Sucks that he had to go, but are we going to bring this up with a little more pep? We've been working on a little bit. Can we talk about working on a couple of effect shots for this Burn in Hell movie? Do you want to talk about that?
Shout out to Josh Bruce.
And shout out to Joshua Bruce of his dad is Robert Bruce. Bruce from Comic Book Men. If anyone watches that show, his kid, Joshua Bruce, younger guys, I think he's 17,
17, 18. Something
good,
like
good job. Like he's making this kind of horror flick. And I mean, man, when we were 17, like the stuff that you can do now, and like the equipment and the like, you know, what you have at your disposal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never you can't be too early to pick up a camera and start shooting something. And yeah, we've been doing helping him up with a couple effect shots. You know, it's fun for us because we don't really do a lot of we don't do a lot of stuff anymore. Because let's be honest, like we don't do a lot of movie stuff. Not that we never. I mean, nothing's ever never. I mean, I have like. You know, always my brain's always working on
not tech. We're just not really in the middle of shooting anything right now.
Yeah, like we don't have like a solid project going on. But
I like doing little just things like this, just to kind of keep that thing going, right?
And we're also helping out some kind of like little, actually just project product removal stuff on Battle of Bergeldorf. This is a swashbuckling
fantasy
LARPing like. I don't know how much Richard would want to talk to us, but this movie is a highly anticipated island production. Well, not some. There's some island stuff, but there's
a lot of it was shot.
Some in Vancouver too, and it. Richard Olack is a good buddy, and he he's been working on this movie for a while. But like, it's man, every time I get to talk to him, I tell him how like impressive. The you know the stick-to-itiveness like that is the easiest thing that you can remove, you know what I mean? Of production is as daunting as this.
Keep that enthusiasm.
Yeah, like it's that's one thing I constantly battle with.
I think he started shooting in 06. I think.
Yeah. But it's a highly ambitious movie. It's like it's just it's I don't even know where to even begin. Like he's you know, there's not a lot. There's a couple trailers online. You can search it on YouTube, Battle of Bergeldorf. I'm not too sure how you spell Bergeldorf, but
I'm sure spell it wrong.
I'm sure it'll pop up. There's some trailers. It's impressive looking. The movie's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be like so much fun. It looks like a fun movie. You know, Lord of the Rings meets like Role Models, I guess. That Role Model movie with the LARPing. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not pitching it. I'm just like, that's what it kind of like, you know, maybe the vibe. But yeah, unfortunately, ever since he started this, the LARPing movie, there has been a couple like LARPing's. Well, maybe this is actually a good thing. Like LARPing's has, when it's mainstream, like with Role Models, with the Paul Rudd and stuff, like it's.
Oh, a little bit.
People know a little more about LARPing than they did probably when he started, which probably will benefit Richard. Yeah, good luck on that movie. And yeah, we've been just helping out with a couple like just removing signs.
The stuff that
like,
people don't want to do.
Pretty boring stuff. But you know, any help, you know, it all counts as helping. It all counts as it all, you know, any help counts. Danny Lundstrom Corner. Danny Lundstrom Corner. This is a shout out to Danny Lundstrom, our only fan here. Yeah, Danny. This is for you.
I was talking about that actually.
Oh really?
It's like Dan was just about to say something, but then Spence cut him off about Dan.
Oh really?
Danny's corner.
Well, Danny Lundstrom corner. That's all we do right here. Where is Danny right now? Is he in town or is he?
Yeah, I think he's still in town.
Danny Lundstrom is this fucking guy that he was. This guy's going places. He fucking pilot? Are they pilots? They're not pilots.
Like they're
captains or something. He's a fucking pirate. He's a captain.
He's on a boat.
Captain Danny. Captain Black Danny. No,
he's not black.
No, black as like black as a soul.
Oh,
not, you know, he's got a pirate. He got a scary name. It could be like Friendly Dan, Captain Friendly Dan. He's gonna pilot freighters, right? Or he does. He's in school for it, right, Jamie?
Yeah, he's like halfway down, I
believe. But like the big fuckers.
Yeah, these aren't.
This isn't your kids.
This isn't your BC Ferries and your.
But would he be able to do a BC Ferries? Like, is it transferable?
That's for bombs.
That's like nothing. Like yeah. that's like the McDonald's of yeah. Like, really? Well, yeah. Like I mean, that's and he's work right now. He's in the Great Lakes, right?
Not right now. He's at home.
Oh, he's in home right now?
Yeah. He's probably
drinking?
Probably downloading something.
Downloading something?
And his dad's getting mad for downloading it using all the Wi-Fi. You're going to run out all the Wi-Fi.
What? How does that work? Your bandwidth.
You're slowing down the internet.
Your bandwidth? Man, I would
only have so many downloads.
I've been doing a lot of, I think it was the Halloween one, we were talking about that vacation footage that I found, and it was like, I was going to like clip it out.
Oh, yeah.
But ultimately, I don't know, like maybe we still do it, but I couldn't find anything really like funny.
Mm.
So maybe we could do like clip it here and there, but yeah.
We're known to be not very funny at times.
Well, no, it's funny. This is what I've realized though in this
vacation. You know what we really need to get? We need to get the old beta cam footage.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Back in the,
I don't know how it would translate to audio, just in audio format. You know what I mean though? I think that's what the problem. But one thing I've realized with vacation footage and photos and stuff, people don't care. Like, I was bored of watching my own vacation, like, of quite a while ago. Like, you know what I mean? It's these things that we do. I mean, this is just like a time capsule. Like, it will be cool to watch it in 50, 60 years.
Do you think it's funnier if there was just a rolling camera of us in the van talking about shit?
That'd be hilarious.
I think it would be funny. Not, like, just landscapes of blurry VHS footage.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But everyone's compelled to be like, oh, check out my vacation. Like, do they do that anymore?
Check out my vacation footage.
No, but they do, like, that. This was a thing. This was a thing.
Back in the day.
Check out my slides and stuff.
They had slides and stuff.
But this is, like, right when they come back, it's like, oh. Like, it's not that, it doesn't have any, like, time to it. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? The gestation period, I guess.
No.
I don't know. Basically, your vacation footage is not interesting. Unless it's like maybe a crazy place or something. Or something weird happened that you seriously, this, it's like 2 hours, this video of us doing like our US trip when, what, 95, 96.
All I remember is buying like comics for the first time, like in a larger capacity.
Yeah, which was fun.
I remember buying something in like Yakima.
Yeah,
over the stupid little gas station.
Well,
in Yakima,
I remember, don't you remember? I think we went to a Walmart and we found a package of like, it was like maybe six comics, but it was like brand new comics at the time.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was cheap. It was like say $3. But that was like when I first bought like Savage Dragon and stuff. And I was like, and it was also like that kind of like, oh yeah, hey, comics could be kind of like, you know, I mean, say what you can about Image, but like, I mean, they did, you know, visually and stuff. It's like it had some interesting things. And at least in Savage Dragon, they had like, you know, a little bit of shit going on in it. It wasn't just like splash page after splash page.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun. But anyway, it was saying it's 2 hours of like us just filming out the, oh, here's just some planes here. Oh, we're in, there's literally a time where we're driving through Seattle and they're like, we were into baseball and stuff. Like we still are, but like we were like really into baseball in the early 90s when the Jays actually won games. But we were whipping through Seattle and it's like, there's the Kingdom. Like this is the commentary either you or me, like, oh, there's the Kingdom. Drive right past it. Like, it's like, wouldn't we like to at least just come get out of there, maybe take a picture?
No, then Dan's like, oh, we're just whipping by here.
And then it's like, oh, there's the Space Needle. Like, you know, it's just like, that's it. And I remember going to the Golden Gate Bridge, same thing. We just drove along it. We didn't stop and like check it out or anything.
Like, you can't stop.
No, you cannot stop. Like, I don't remember stopping once. It's just like, we just drove through the places.
Not bad. I actually went to the Space Needle later in my life, and it's actually kind of cool.
Pretty cool. How about the Kingdom?
Is it even there anymore?
You should have been but it's funny, we had these really, really weird kind of like clipped voices. It was like, it would be funny just to check out the audio.
So you mean it's not much difference than now?
No, it's just like, we had a funny, like, I mean, it's just when you had like, I mean, I guess puberty kind of time.
It's just what happens when you're
but it was just funny, because it's just like, it was just like, the Kingdom? Like, Kingdom? Like, it was just, I can't even do the voice. Like, it's just, there's the Kingdom. I don't know. It's funny to me. It's funny to me, therefore, it's funny to the world. I'm Dan.
Jamie.
Nimpod it up. Hit done.